weekday afternoon, it's the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you along with Zach Williams. If you're going to be hanging out with your friends or family this weekend, planning on having a drink or two, that's all fine. Just don't get behind the wheel. It's really simple. Designated drivers are the real MVP. So if you've been drinking, pass your keys to a sober friend. The Tennessee Highway Safety Office reminds you that fans don't let fans drive drunk. Coming up at 5:46, another Masters update. And at 6:15, pregame coverage with first pitch at 6:30. Game two of this three-game series with the Georgia Bulldogs did not go the way of the Vandy boys last night. But that was last night as the Commodores lost 14-2. Tonight, a different story. So you put that behind you and you march on. A chance now to talk a little bit of everything from Masters to NBA and more. Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline and Sportsline.com. Alan, hope your week has been solid. And as always, welcome back.
Yeah, buddy, it has, man. Hope the same for you. And thanks so much for having me.
All right, so I'm still wrapping my arms around baseball as far as which way to go with money lines. And I don't like the whole 1.5 or whatever runs. So money lines to me seems more. I just wish some of these games that I like, I wish they were better odds. But there's always the Grizzlies. And the Grizzlies, it's almost like it's Christmas in January, February, March, and now April, especially with Ja Morant on the court. It doesn't matter if the Grizzlies are giving points or taking points. They cover. They're the best in the NBA for the entire year. Since Ja Morant came back from his injury, they're 13-4 is a stat that you gave me. 76% winning clip. I mean, that's almost like you just don't get those kind of odds. And obviously, Vegas is having trouble figuring them out as well.
No. Like, yeah, I mean, you nailed it. And, you know, you've been on this train for a little while now. You know, when they win big. When they lose, you know, we saw a couple of the Jazz, I think, one last week. But, I mean, they're all tight, right? Like, I mean, this team is just a cover machine. It kind of reminds you of Drake in college basketball this year. I mean, they just get it just flat out done. It's exciting to see, you know, for sure. So, you know, good for, you know, Grizzlies fans, good for Grizzlies players, you know, that have been jumping on this and especially have been doing it from the front. Yeah, you know, you brought up Major League Baseball as well. It's odd right now. You know, generally we start Major League Baseball season where favorites, you know, kind of take the run. Underdogs are hitting at about 61% against the spread on the run line, and home underdogs are almost 63, 64%. Against the spread, you know, on the run line. So we don't really know what to do yet with Major League Baseball. But like you said, we know exactly what to do with the Grizzlies.
Well, I just go back. You know, I'm going to get away from the money line and take teams and whether I'm taking or giving the 1.5. But at this point, I haven't had the success. I have more success with the money line than I do with either taking or giving the runs so far. So I'm still, you know, playing the wait and see game, how that plays out. But even when I'm still trying to figure that out, I still have the Grizzlies. And I've shared with you a few of those winning tickets with the Grizzlies, too. I'll just say that Christmas keeps on giving so far with the Grizzlies.
No, you have. And it's fantastic, man. Like, it's awesome to see you've been crushing it. And, I mean, you've been on this run literally, you know, from the beginning. And you kind of see it right in terms of Major League Baseball, you know, betting money lines, you know, set of run lines. Because, you know, you start taking, you know, a lot of +1.5. That gets expensive quickly, and it doesn't take many losses, you know, to kind of just, you know, blank out your account, right? So you get the right idea, you know, play your games, play it smart, take money lines, and we get a better idea of how these games and teams, you know, are trending. You know, you can hit those run lines. So, yeah, you're spot on with that, buddy.
Well, I'll give you an example. Like the Braves, the first of the two wins in the doubleheader sweep on Wednesday. And so the first game I had the Braves. Just knew they were going to win, right? But, you know, I decided instead of money line, I thought, I could see where they win by two. And they were up by two going into the bottom of the seventh. Unfortunately, they give up one. And so, yeah, great, the Braves won. But because they couldn't hold the lead as far as the two-run lead, and they didn't get that extra run that they needed for insurance at the top of the seventh when they had the opportunity, And it also made me start screaming at Will Smith. It's like, quit throwing the breaking pitch. You cannot get the breaking pitch over the plate. Just throw it. Let them hit it somewhere. But quit throwing that, because it's obvious they're laying off of it because they know you can't throw it for a strike right now.
No, you're exactly right. And, man, that's what makes it so tough. Like, especially if you're taking a favorite, you know, with a red line of -1.5. I mean, you're looking at, you know, a sport where, I mean, look at the over-under totals, you know, generally. I mean, they're 6.5, 7.5, 8.5, generally around there, right? So, I mean, we're talking about, you know, kind of same thing with hockey. I mean, these aren't high-scoring affairs, right? So, you know, two runs can be a massive difference, yeah? So, it's really tough. But, yeah, I could totally see where you're saying, hey, just stop throwing this pitch, please. It's funny, but hopefully the Braves are turning things around. They look like they are.
Hey, I'm also curious, too, because, like, right now, if you think the Braves can win the World Series, I mean, you get these future odds, right? And for me, I'm just not a big, huge fan, especially now when you – I think everybody wants the instant gratification, right?
Right.
Not unless the odds are just really extreme and you really feel good about your particular team, then go for it. But I – like, for example, when Alabama suffered the injury to Jalen Waddle, I just knew that, okay, that means Devontae Smith's opportunities to get more catches, produce more yards, and I started seeing the odds for him as far as the Heisman Trophy, and they were such extreme things where it's like, yeah, that makes sense. Put a small wager and you win big. And except then I waited and waited and never did it, because then all of a sudden he started doing exactly what I thought he was capable of doing, and then those odds went down real quick.
Yeah, they do. They'll go down fast on you, you know, especially for a player like that. Yeah, and, you know, futures are interesting because, you know, like you said, I mean, you could get really good odds, you know, obviously, you know, the sooner that you get to them. I mean, take an example. The Braves to win the World Series are +1,000. Right now, right?
So, right.
I mean, that, you know, that's obviously, you know, excellent odds. But again, you know, one, you better know what you're doing. You're going to need a little luck with it, too. And then two, you know, futures, if you go too heavy on them, you know, that money sits there, you know, all season long, right? And you can't really do anything with it, too. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting play. You got to, you know, strike where you can, but not go too heavy, because you could get wrapped up in it and then, you know, at the end of the year, you look and you're like, man, I waited all that long just for this. Like, it wasn't worth it at all.
No, it's like the same thing with parlays. I'm very comfortable with parlays in college football, also the NFL. Early on, not quite there yet, maybe never will be as far as Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, that's the most difficult, you know, part is that baseball is such a different sport. Like, you have to understand, you know, bullpens of, you know, innings that they've pitched, you know, how deep that they go. And there's so many games, you know, across each team that, I mean, it's impossible to watch every baseball game of every team, right? Like, we all watch every NFL game, you know, each week, right? So it's like you have a good idea of where these teams are. You understand, you know, how they go about games, et cetera. But baseball, man, it's really, really difficult. And you have to have a good feeling on where their bullpens are, their middle relief, you know, their closers, et cetera. Like, you got to know all that stuff to have a really good feeling. Honestly, I mean, who has time to do that on every team? So it's really, really difficult. Then you get to the part where, all right, am I betting on my favorite team? Generally don't want to do that. It's a different sport for sure.
Well, Pete Rose never bet on his team. At least that's what he said. So, but, you know, like, it's almost like if your teams are supposed to win games a lot, you know, like the Braves, yeah, or the Yankees or the Dodgers, money lines still don't make sense because they don't pay you enough. So if that's the night they lose, they're going to lose games. They're going to lose, yeah, in the neighborhood of 65 to 75 games, even if they're making the playoffs, even if they win a division. And so I guess from that standpoint, you need to find an average team or a below average team and look for those opportunities when you feel like they can win a game, because you'll get better odds, especially if it goes straight money line.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you're taking the Dodgers money line against the Pirates, you know, you're looking at -290, right? And like you just said, you know, there's so many, there's 162 games for each team. They're going to lose games, a lot of them, right? And it doesn't take many, you know, that are heavy chalk to wear you out and to really, you know, clear out your bankroll there. So, you know, I'll say this. I know a lot of, you know, people attack like the first five innings to kind of, you know, get away from having to understand you know, everybody's bullpen situation and et cetera, things like that. Like, I do like those plays for sure, but then you've got to understand which teams come out swinging early, right? Because it's just baseball is a different sport to bet. It's fun. I love it, but it is, it could be nerve wracking because you can make the right bet and it loses, right? I mean, that's just the game. That's how it goes. And it goes, you know, kind of goes back to, you look at hitters, you know, if a guy is 1-for-3 in his career, we're talking about a Hall of Famer. Like, you're dealing with odds like that. It could be frustrating at times.
Yeah, you're failing 70% of the time at the plate, and you're a Hall of Famer after 15 years.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. Like, that's what you're dealing with. It's that difficult of a sport, and it translates to betting for sure.
With now the diversity of what's going out there, I mean, like, for example, you know, besides auto racing, I mean, you've got tennis matches, but like this weekend, you've got the Masters. How difficult has it been for you to make these adjustments with the different sports?
Yeah, I mean, it is difficult because, you know, one, it's tough when a new sport comes in. Take Major League Baseball last week, for example. Like, you don't have an idea, and especially coming off of a shortened season, you can make your best, you know, data, you know, guesses at it, so to say, but you just don't know, right? Like, you don't know where the trends are going to be, and that's like that for any sport, you know, that is starting. And then, you know, take NASCAR, for example. You know, they had a tremendous, you know, season last year, you know, during the COVID period, but you look at the winners this year so far, and they've been a lot of underdogs, right? Like, they haven't been the favorites. So we're kind of seeing that in both sports, you know, and then you take a look at, you know, say golf. Well, we're playing the Masters, you know, two times in the last, what, 6 months? So, you know, we're coming off of the course was completely different, you know, the last time around to now. It's difficult, man. It is. You know, we've got good data, but, you know, there's only so far that goes. You just kind of have to make your best educated guess and hold on. And sometimes it works, and sometimes it absolutely doesn't. But it's a lot of fun for sure.
Hey, by the way, you know, watching the Grizzlies, and I go back to that stat that even for the entire year, still the best record against the spread. And usually, you know, the old adage, especially in the regular season about the NBA, you know, just pay attention to the final 2 or 3 minutes. The Grizzlies are against this norm this year. I mean, these wins, they're expected to win by 3 or 4, and they're winning by 12 to 20. And then in games that they're supposed to lose by 8, they're right there missing a layup that could win the game for them and kind of things. And that's why I'm trying to remember in recent history a team that, you know, even in losses, look consistently as good as they do. Yeah, you're going to have the one mess up every 10 games, but that's one game out of 10. I mean, that's a kind of, you know, what we're talking about. Yeah, the stat was 13-4 out of the last 17. In the last 10, I think it's 80%, or it could even be 90% as far as against the spread.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. And that's where, it becomes important if you're a bettor, that if you're, you know, riding a trend in a streak like this, right, and you see it and say you lose a game. Well, a lot of bettors, you know, once, you know, the streak kind of quote unquote comes to an end, they jump off. It's like, no, do the opposite, right? There's a reason why this team is doing this, right? Like, it's not like just some freak of nature type thing, you know? Same thing with the Pelicans and overs this season. I think it's been like 31 and 42 and some crazy number, right? And it's like, no, there's a reason why this trend is happening. So you have to understand, you know, hey, you're going to lose at some point, but it's worth another shot. Now, when it loses 2, 3, 4 times in a row, yeah, it's probably time to, you know, to take a step back and reevaluate. But yeah, I mean, you know, these trends don't come around very often, and when they do, and you catch it, man, take advantage of it for sure.
Any trends as far as what we experienced as far as March Madness with the men's tournament this year from that standpoint as far as increased attention with regards to wagers on these games?
Yeah, I mean, you know, betting obviously was way up. It reached like $8 billion, somewhere around there, and that's including like brackets too. They include that. But, I mean, it was massive in terms of that. Also, you know, what was really difficult for bettors is that, you know, the public is generally always on overs. During the NCAA tournament, I mean, we were on a crazy run of unders hitting, especially around the Sweet 16 area. So books were cleaning up there. But books kind of got attacked too, you know, with people who had, you know, who wrote UCLA, and made really good money there. Teams, you know, people who wrote Baylor, et cetera. But for the most part, I mean, sportsbooks did, they probably did a little bit better than the public, but it wasn't, you know, greatly like it was the NFL this season. The sportsbooks absolutely dominated in the NFL this year, and that was the biggest eye-opener.
Yeah, I saw one of the ones that you shared that somebody had shared with you where they, you know, they took the 12 seeds and 11 seeds and they went crazy that first weekend. A small wager that paid huge dividends. I mean, we're talking about, was it tens of thousands, if not mistaken, that winning ticket was?
Yeah, it was. And that's where, I mean, it's obviously tough to do that, but there, you know, those were out there and folks were looking at it, you know, going, whoa, like we are getting hammered here. By not only people, you know, taking it in one game, but people that were parlaying those. But, you know, it obviously, you know, it always evens out a little bit, you know, for the books. But, yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you get a lot of upsets, is that people like to play them, you know, and especially in parlay, you know, functions. And you're right. I mean, people were turning $5, $10 bets, you know, into $1,200, $1,300, you know what I mean? And even more beyond that, there were some crazy numbers and wins out there.
Should they stay away? Like, for example, we've been bragging about the Grizzlies, and I've been staying with them all year, so I'm really happy. But yeah. If you're late to the party, is it one of these things, well, it's too late, don't even jump on it now?
No, heck no, man. Like, I mean, again, like, there's a reason why these are happening right now. You know, some people, you know, there will become a point where, you know, the trend stops, and there's going to be somebody that unfortunately jumps on, you know, that last day. But, I mean, you know, you don't have to jump in the pool, you know, off of an Olympic high dive. You can, you know, kind of put your feet in there. But, yeah, I mean, it's worth the ride because there's a reason that it's happening. And, yeah, I mean, you know, give it a shot. And, you know, again, it might not be as profitable as other people have had, but take your wins and move on. And if you could, you know, steal 1, 2, 3 wins out of it during that streak at the end, absolutely worth it.
Hey, do me a favor, remind the listeners again what they can expect when they go to sportsline.com.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, we're breaking down every sport, obviously, Major League Baseball this weekend, NBA, NHL, UFC Fight Night tomorrow night. Also, there's a NASCAR race tomorrow night. Usually they're on Sunday, but tomorrow night. And then, obviously, the Masters live betting all weekend. So, yeah, sportsline.com. Click and check it out. Whatever sport you're into, I guarantee you're going to enjoy it.
Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk soon. Thank you again.
You too, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right.